Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry Richard has today off. Well-deserved day off. And, you know, in the news this week, a lot has been made of outer space because you have this piece of Chinese space junk barreling towards our planet at, 17,000 miles an hour rate now. I think it's 46,000 pounds. We have that. We had the SpaceX, a big launch last week. We had the folks at Blue Origin saying that they're going to launch citizens into outer space in July, at least one person, one normal citizen, not a space astronaut or anything like that, is going to go up into outer space in July as part of their mission to Mars and beyond and all that other stuff. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, when you think of space, you think of Cape Canaveral, right? No, think of the north side. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Astrobotic President and CEO John Thornton. Good morning, John. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
No problem. I'm thrilled with your company. We had you on about 9 months ago. You are bringing the space race to the north side. It's amazing. Your company is headquartered right here. How did you choose here instead of Washington, D.C. or Cape Canaveral or California or Houston?
Well, that's right. We got started right here in Pittsburgh. We spun out of Carnegie Mellon University, and we are headquartered in Pittsburgh's north side. That's where we build our lander, our spacecraft flying out to the surface of the moon. That's where we're going to have our mission control. And it's ground zero for our 135-plus staff.
So you are the home team when it comes to outer space here in Pittsburgh. Astrobotic is the company on the north side. And last time we had you on, Larry and I talked to you about you had a big investment, a big contract for a lunar module for a mission to the south pole of the moon. Can you give us a quick update on how things are progressing?
Yeah, that's right. Just last year, we were awarded a $200 million contract by NASA to deliver a 450-kilogram or about 900 to 1,000-pound rover of theirs that they want to be delivered to the south pole of the moon. And the big idea there is they want to drill for water. And there's water frozen in these permanently shadowed craters. And if you can get to the water, you could extract it and split it, and you've got oxygen, you can breathe, you can split the two components and even compress it and turn it into rocket fuel. So water could be like the oil is here on Earth and power the spacecraft of the future, so the moon could become a refueling station for going deeper and deeper into space.
Wow.
So that mission is well underway at Astrobotic. We're working on designs. We actually just built a mock-up prototype of the vehicle that is being used at testing down at the Johnson Space Center in Houston right now. And the rover is being driven up and down the ramps for the very first time on that vehicle. So we're doing the very first deployment tests of the rover deployment down at Johnson Space Center. So we're excited for that program, and things continue to build momentum there.
How thrilling is that for you to get updates from NASA about your rover, your product?
It's pretty awesome, and to have our vehicle sitting in the high bay down at Johnson Space Center is pretty cool. Pretty cool moment. That's a dream come true for 13-14 year time horizon for starting this company.
That is amazing, and congratulations. I mean, your hometown proud. I mean, all of the city should get behind your company, Astrobotic, because you're the home team when it comes to outer space. Now, there's a small drone flying around Mars collecting data up there. How connected are you to the Mars mission? Are you designing more stuff for that? Are you going to be pretty integral in that?
Well, right now we're primarily focused on the moon, but I think what's really important about our work that could lead to Mars is that it's all interconnected. The moon is our nearest neighbor. It's the place that's closest to us here on Earth. It's the place that we need to go to learn to live off the land and develop technology and one day have astronauts live more than just a couple weeks on the moon, which is about as all the time that the Apollo astronauts have spent.
Yeah.
So one day all of our technology will lead to even bigger and greater missions on Mars. So for now we're watching, and we're you know, great fans of all of the JPL's work, and we talk to a lot of the folks that are doing that work. But right now we're focused primarily on the moon.
Yeah, and the moon's really the first suburb for Earth. It's going to be like the Dormont of the suburbs, I guess you could say, in the space race.
Exactly.
A big refueling stop, a Kogos and a get-go up there. But the reason we're having you on today is because you're doing something big, not only with Houston and the moon, but with your headquarters on the north side. Can you explain what the moonshot effort is?
That's right. So our goal as a company is to make space accessible to the world. And we took that literally and one step further here. We created a nonprofit to found a museum that we call the Moonshot Museum. And we are welcoming the public to come visit our headquarters, come visit and experience the thrill of spaceflight right along with us. And the big headline event and attraction there is a big glass window wall that's looking into our clean room, which is where we build our spacecraft. So kids of all ages can walk right up to the glass and see the actual spacecraft being built on the other side that will fly and land on the surface of the moon and deliver our cargo down to the surface.
Wow, that's incredible. My brother-in-law, Tony, is an aeronautical engineer for Delta. He would be amazed to be able to sit and watch you work and create your masterpiece that's going to be on the moon. So when does this museum open?
So the museum opens in the summer of 2022, and we're welcoming all of Pittsburgh to fly along with us to the moon. And we'll have big events every time we have a moon landing, live events. You'll be able to go to the museum and see the data and video streaming back from the surface of the moon. You'll also be able to go to the museum and send something to the moon yourself. So we want to invite the whole community to come interact with these missions, be a part of it, and hopefully we can inspire the next generation to join the $425 billion plus growing space industry. It is vast. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, but of course you're welcome if you are. Tons of careers from not just science, but also the arts and law and accounting and business. There's a whole array of opportunities, and we want this Moonshot Museum to be a window into those future careers and also real-world application right here in Pittsburgh for the space industry.
And you really are literally going to be a window. The clean room window is going to allow people to see what you're working on. And you know what? Just by being in Pittsburgh, Astrobotic and your staff and you are really opening up a new world, literally and figuratively, for the younger generation here in Pittsburgh, because they would have never imagined a career in space probably until they walk by your place. And it's going to be the Moonshot Museum, the first ever museum dedicated to space in Pennsylvania. It's going to open next summer at your headquarters on the north side. That's pretty incredible. Thank you for doing that.
We are thrilled to do that. We think of it as our responsibility. We want to share this with the community, and we're hoping that all of Southwest Pennsylvania can get behind us and become our fans and help us get to out to the surface of the moon. It's a big challenge, and we need fans along the way. And ultimately, we will need the next generation of builders, designers, and creators for our program. And we're hoping that Moonshot Museum can be a perfect snapshot of that. And we're just two blocks from the Science Center and two blocks from Heinz Field, so we're right very closely located there. So it could be a great time to come to the North Shore north side and come check us out.
Yeah, it'll be a great tourist destination too for other people coming in from out of town. And real quickly, while I still have you on the line here, John, the 46,000 pound piece of Chinese space junk, have you been keeping an eye on that? It's supposed to land here this weekend.
Yeah, it's a gnarly one. Not the best space practice to let it land wherever it's going to land. And not typically how we do space. So hopefully this results in some policy changes for China. So we'll see. Chances are good it's not going to cause any issues, but certainly not the way we want to be doing space.
Yes, it's going to land somewhere between the line of 41st parallel between I-80 and Adelaide, Australia. So chances are it's not going to hit anything but water. John Thornton, CEO, President, Astrobotic. Thank you very much for joining us here on KDKA.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,